The National Midwifery Council of Ghana has sounded a strong warning to private health training institutions that it is the only council that is mandated to regulate nursing and midwifery practice in the country. The council says it will therefore not hesitate to sanction any nursing or midwifery training institution that fails to obtain the necessary accreditation before operating. The registrar of the council, Felix Nyante, said this when he interacted with the media after a week-long working visit to the Upper West region. Mr. Nyante disclosed that a council will soon descend on Royal College of Health Sciences, a health training institution in Wa, for running programs without required accreditation from the council.
It is only the Nursing and Midwifery Council that is mandated to regulate nursing and midwifery practice in Ghana, including education. So anybody who wants to go into education or training of nurses and midwives must come to the Nursing and Midwifery Council for accreditation. What the Royal College of Health Sciences in Wa is doing is throwing dust into the eyes of the public. They call something diploma in healthcare, but you can see that all they are doing is nursing. The LI of Nursing and Midwifery Council states that anybody who is found doing duties of the nurse is found to be practicing nursing and midwifery. So they cannot say that they are going to the hospital to feed patients, they are going to the hospital to bath patients, they are going to the hospital to do bed making, and they term it healthcare. It is never done in any part of the globe.
Mr. Nyante said the council does not recognize Royal College of Health Sciences as a nursing training institution. He added that students who go there to be trained as nurses do so at their own risk.
So we have come here to inform the authorities. Unfortunately, they are on holidays and we didn't meet anybody. But we would meet them at the right time. They do not have accreditation from Nursing and Midwifery Council, and we want to call them to order. So on this note, we are sending a message to the general public that if anybody transacts business with the Royal College of Health Sciences and the thinking is that they are training them to become nurses, it is a deception. And the council dissociates itself from such activities.